test 77, section 3, question 14. And here we're looking for the role that is played by the statement that some entrepreneurs fail in managing growth. So what we get as far as the passage, it says, obviously entrepreneurial ability is needed to start a company. So you need to have entrepreneurship skills to start the company. Yet many entrepreneurs who succeed in starting a company fail for lack of managerial skills. And so, for instance, they do not adequately analyze market trends, and consequently they fail to in managing company growth. So it's saying they don't, it's an example of how they fail for lacking managerial skills. Consequently, the lack of managerial skills and the lack of entrepreneurial ability can each inhibit the development of successful companies. Now, our last sentence, that's our final conclusion, is that you need both. And the evidence, kind of the way that the chain works here, is that they start off by proving you need entrepreneurial ability, kind of take that as a given. But then it says, yet many of them fail. For instance, they fail to notice trends, and then they fail managing company growth. So it's basically used to prove that you need the managerial skill as well, or lack of managerial skills can doom a company or inhibit the development. And they do give some sort of ideas for it. So A, it's not the main conclusion. It's presented as an example of the phenomenon the argument seeks to explain. It isn't so much that the argument is seeking to explain that, but it is used as evidence still. It is meant as an aside and is not used as support. No, it's relevant. It is a premise that is intended to support the argument's main conclusion directly. Okay. It is an example that is offered in support of a premise that is intended to support the argument's main conclusion directly. So here, I felt like, oh, well, I have it down to answer choices D and E, but those are both pretty close. And so here I had to go back to the passage and just make sure that I got this one right. So the question became, was that a premise that goes directly to the conclusion, or was it an example that supports a premise that supports the conclusion? And the statement that they fail in managing company growth, that then is used to show that companies fail later for a lack of managerial skills, which then is used to show that lack of managerial skills. And so it is an example that supports the idea that managerial skills are important, and that then is used to support the conclusion. And so E is a better answer. It's not so much a premise, it's more of an example of a situation where lack of managerial skills hurt the company, and therefore E is going to be the best answer.